I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 76 degrees.
And we've got slowdowns on the freeways, lots on the city streets as kids return to school. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour looks like some missing drapes of all things in the courtroom may have led to a deadly shooting during a federal trial more than 5 years ago.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The federal courthouse was new at the time, and the drapes were not there yet to cover the tables. So Judge Tina Campbell ordered that Silai Angilau not be restrained or shackled in front of the jury. The marshals apparently did not know. This is all released in FBI interviews that were finally shared with the Tribune 5 years later. A witness was testifying about the gang, and Angilau grabbed a pen and ran up there, jumping over into the box. A U.S. marshal fired four times, pivoting to not shoot into the gallery, and Angilau died. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Unified police investigators trying to figure out if a man that was hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. Police say the 19-year-old man was laying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was hit by the truck. At this point, they don't know why the man was in the road and if he had been beaten up beforehand. The victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Opioid addiction has hit rural Utah hard, and a new report shows just how bad the problem's been. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
An analysis from the Washington Post found almost 15 million opioid pills were ordered by pharmacies in Tiny, Emory, and Carbon counties between 2006 and 2012, the highest per capita in Utah. People took them to deal with the backbreaking work in the mining industry. But when companies started closing, it left people with addictions and no drug treatment options. The overdose death rate has been three times the state average. Opioid maker McKesson has been accused of running one of the pharmacies, something it denies. To fight the crisis now, pharmacies have been handing out fewer pills, while naloxone kits are more readily available. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
ISIS attacks while the U.S. negotiates with another terror group. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 63 are dead, 200 injured in a weekend suicide bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan. ISIS claims responsibility just as the Taliban's in final negotiations with the U.S. to end 18 years of war. ABC's Julia McFarlane says the Afghan government is not on board.
The Taliban, they have even refused to talk to the Afghan government. In these peace talks, they're just talking to the U.S.
And the government fears a power struggle between ISIS and the Taliban without U.S. military presence there. Protest leaders say more than 1.5 million people demonstrated for democracy in the streets of Hong Kong yesterday, but they were well aware of Chinese police massing at the border conducting crowd control exercises.
We hope President Xi could realize that sending troops to Hong Kong is not the way out.
Protests against Chinese rule of Hong Kong has gone on for 2 months. A new survey of economists finds most think a recession is likely the next couple of years. The trade war with China tops the list of growing fears. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells ABC the U.S. economy is moving on from that.
We are taking all of our sourcing production facilities out of China, and we will continue to do that.
But he's still optimistic of a U.S.-China trade deal. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. It's the first day of school for many kids. That doesn't mean summer heat is going to leave anytime soon.
Folks working outside, you know, need to drink plenty of extra water these days. Definitely pretty hot out there still. Kids on the playground need to kind of take it easy out there. Find shady spots, find ways to cool down for, you know, times today as it gets pretty warm into the afternoon hours. And as they're heading back home, it will be pretty hot. Temperatures climbing to that middle 90 range. So again, pretty warm today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday as well.
Grant says we might cool off on Thursday, but only from the high 90s to the mid-90s.
If you are one of the around 5,000 hybrid owners who has special permission to use Utah Express lanes, even if no one else is in the car, there are some big changes coming next month.
Starting September 30th, hybrid owners will no longer have automatic unrestricted access to Utah's Express lanes. UDOT's John Gleason says unless the U.S. Congress acts, time will be up for drivers who currently have the decal that allows open access without restrictions.
They would have to either have a second person with them, carpooling, or they would have to purchase this transponder and use the express lanes that way.
Gleason says the deadline only affects hybrid owners. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.